The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So hello and welcome to this edition of Happy Hour, dear Sangha. It's lovely to be with you. So I'd like to lead a guided meditation and lead us through the theme in the meditation, and I will say a few words afterwards instead of beforehand. So without further ado, let's jump into meditating together. So arriving first and foremost where you are sitting. Arriving in your body. Let's arrive in our bodies in this moment in time. And maybe we set up a little more upright where we're sitting. And as we close our eyes, turning the gaze inward. Checking in. How are you, dear body? Letting each in-breath and each out-breath being a hello, checking in, a greeting to the different parts of the body. Especially if we spend the day being disconnected from our bodies. With each breath saying hello to the toes, filling them with the breath, or letting them be filled with awareness and the breath. Letting the legs be filled out with awareness and the breath. Slowly working up your own way in your body with the breath and awareness filling out. Take your time. This is your time. Let the body fill out section by section with awareness and the breath, lingering wherever needs more attention, more care. And as we are being breathed and allowing the body to fill out more and more with the breath and with awareness. Noticing that this body, the care of this body is entrusted to me. My body's care is entrusted to me. It's my circle of care. The center of the circle of care is right here. May I care for this body. May I care for this being who is me with ease. May I be a friend to myself. May I be a friend to this body. Either with words or without words, see what feels supportive. Spending a few minutes here. With the body, with this being who's me, with care, with each breath. I care for myself happily. May there be ease in this body and this heart and mind. May I be a friend to myself. Feel free to use other variations. Yeah, I love and accept myself just as I am. or simply, may I be happy, may I be well. Now let's expand this circle of care, expanding this circle to include us and expand it to include one or two or three or however many you wish, other beings that you care about. It could be your pets, children, friends, family. People you care about. You wish them well. You want them to be happy and healthy in your heart of hearts. Beings you are in relationship with. Wishing them well, wishing all of us, because you're included in the circle. Wishing all the beings in the circle well. May I be a friend to all of us. May all of us have ease. Or if it feels better, may you have ease. Whatever phrases of metta you like. You be well, or simply I care about you, without getting entangled with attachment of wanting an outcome, just offering care from the heart, good wishes, goodwill. It's our own training. It could be that some of the beings in the circle already, yourself included, maybe they're going through a hard time. They're having challenges, in which case the practice of metta, wishing ease, becomes a practice of compassion, wishing ease in the midst of suffering, pain, sorrow, difficulty. Acknowledging the difficulty and still wishing ease and well-being. You can go seamlessly back and forth between just metta, wishing ease, or wishing ease, acknowledging the difficulty without being lost in it. That's important. Needs to be balanced by goodwill. So we don't drown in the pain. You have ease. I wish you well. I wish you peace. I wish us peace and well-being. Remember, it's a training of my heart, this practice, not attachment to outcome. Now let's expand the circle a little further. including more of your relations in this circle. People you're related to, in different ways. Expanding the circle, friends, family, colleagues, different relations, neighbors, a mix of relations. Not all of those relationships might be smooth. Some of them might have some challenges. It's okay. Expanding. Can we keep our equanimity, peace, stability, and good wishes for all the beings that you're related to in this space? All your relations, loose ones, tight ones, challenged ones, the barista at the coffee shop, all my relations, everyone you're related to. Relaxing into the web of interconnection. May all of us, finding our own way, stumbling and finding our own way, may we have ease, may we have well-being, goodness on this earth. The ways that we interact, we impact one another, knowingly and mostly unknowingly. Letting the web be further extended. The circle expanded. And in the last step of the expansion, really, truly expanding the true meaning of all my relations, which I've learned in Native American culture, is not just human beings, but the acknowledgement that we're related to the blade of grass. All the animals, to the sky, to the wind, to the earth, to the rivers. Everything, all beings are all my relations. So expanding, expanding. May all my relations, in ways I cannot imagine or fathom, past, present, future, all my relations. Have well-being and causes for well-being. And yes, this might seem like a tall order, impossible, and yet we wish it. Without attachment, clinging to an outcome, we train our hearts in goodwill. And if it veers into pain and sorrow, wishing ease for yourself. and your relations. May we all have well-being and happiness in the midst of the challenges of being on this plane, this planet. Acknowledging the challenges and still wishing well. Acknowledging that you, each of us, is included in this web of interconnection. All my relations includes me. I am not alone. I get impacted and I have impact on others. Of course I do. May all my relations have well-being and the causes for well-being as much as possible right now. As we turn to close this practice, coming back to the center of the circle, which is yourself, holding yourself with appreciation, with goodwill. May I be a good friend to myself and all my relations as much as possible. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. everyone. Thanks for your practice. So this practice was inspired by this phrase that I heard some days ago, listening to a teaching by a Native American woman elder who was talking about all my relations, and that, wow, it's this expanded meaning that how we're connected to the tree and to the all animals and all elements and everything. And I was so moved by this, the spirit, the beauty of yes, we're all stardust. We are literally, really, we are all of us, all matter on this planet is stardust, including us. And it's all our relations. We're just all our relations, whether stardust ended up being a leaf on a tree or dirt or a kangaroo or Nikki. It's like, yeah, okay, well, So all my relations, there's something not just material in there, but also the spirit, the heart of the interconnection, the web of interconnection. So this practice, the invitation tonight was inspired by that, as I invited you to feel free to go back and forth between metta and compassion if suffering arose, acknowledging suffering and still wishing well-being, wishing metta goodwill. Because that's what compassion is, acknowledging suffering and not falling into it, not drowning in it, but still balancing and still wishing well, wishing ease in the midst of the suffering. May I, you, we be free or have ease in the midst of the suffering. So that was one aspect. And the other aspect was we started with ourselves, so with the body and letting the body be filled with the breath, with awareness. And I really like that practice. It's just the body can kind of come online. I hope that you felt that. That's available to you anytime. And then we expanded the circle. We started with ourselves and center of this circle, our world, me, me, me. It's okay. We are entrusted with the care of this being. You know, it's just, hey, I need to take care of you so that you can serve and take care of others. So we start there. And it's not selfish. It's not, I don't know, self-aggrandizing. It's necessary. You need to take care of yourself in order to serve and take care of others. It's important. It's imperative. And then we expanded from there. We expanded to dear beings, our relations, colleagues, baristas, neighbors, people we've seen once, and then expanded further and further to include it all. So, and I hope there was something, some aspect of this practice that supported you in ways that maybe were unexpected and or expected. Who knows? Heraclitus says, "Expect the unexpected, or otherwise, you will not find it." And I like that. It's inspiring. So, I like the unexpected. So with that, anything else I want to say about this practice? Yeah, maybe I'll save my practice report for later when we come back from the groups. So the invitation in the small groups of exploring, again, we explore for our own sake. We're not trying to edify or educate or impress. It's as if we're journaling out loud and being held by others compassionately without any judgment. And we don't give each other feedback or advice. Please do not do that. You're just holding kindness. Remember, these are all your relations. All of these people in the large group and then in the small group, they are your relations. We're all each other's relations. So can we show up in the small group realizing that, yeah, you are my relations. You impact me. I impact you. We are interconnected. We share so much being human. It's pretty wild how much we share. Anyway, so the invitation, the prompt for the invitation tonight for the exploration is, yeah, maybe I'd like to invite you this phrase, all my relations, to sit with it a little bit. How does that move you? What comes up for you? Maybe nothing comes up. Maybe something comes up. So much comes up for me. There are trees out. I mean, there's so much that comes up for me, including the trees outside. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm related to them. They comfort me, soothe me, and it's there's. I feel like I have a relationship to the trees outside my building. They are my relations. Wow, I hadn't really considered that. How cool is that? They are my relations. I realized that tonight. Anyway, so you might discover, just as I did in this moment, as I was doing this out loud, as like you just like, what is all my relations? Oh yeah, I am related to, I don't know, my desk or my whatever. Just see what might come up. Or no, this is kind of flat for me. I don't know what she's talking about, which is perfectly fine. Just sit with it, explore. This is mindfulness out loud. Or maybe it be your dear beloved pet comes up, or whatever. So explore, be courageous, exploring out loud. Be curious. Be curious. What does all my relations mean to me in this expanded way? How am I related? And so there's so many ways, so many examples I can give, but I want to give you time to explore. And all, maybe I mean, I'll say one thing before I create the groups, but could also be like, oh, all my relations, I realize, oh, this relationship I have is a little contracted, and it brings some sorrow that this my relations are, or whatever it might arise. There's no right or wrong. It doesn't all have to be happy. It's just to be real. Whatever is arising as we explore this, our humanity, with kindness, with care. Be kind to yourself, be kind to one another, and be curious. So I'm going to create the rooms. Let's go in alphabetical order. You can always say pass and just hold a kind space of metta for yourself and for one another. And let's make sure everybody gets the chance to speak. Just say a few, an offering, and let it go round and round a few times. So I'm going to open the rooms, and here we go. What arose? What did you discover, dear relations? It actually feels good to say that as I see all your faces, not all of you, but some of you, and on the screen. Yeah, my screen only has 25, so 5 by 5. Some of you, I have to go to the second page to see more of you. Yes, there you are. Yeah, it feels good. It's very sweet. Oh, and I need to remember to change the chat setting so that you can also put reflections in chat if you wish. Hugh, what's up?
Oh, thank you, sister. We reflected in our small group on the interconnectedness in Native American connection that you mentioned, and how our wider circle expanding and expanding, including trees and plants and wildlife and the elements, planets, the stars, the sun and the moon, all of that, including all of it, how all of our connection to all of those things, it happens on the heart level. It's a heart connection, and it's not a something that our thinking mind can do, can work out. It can't compute it and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to think I'm connected to this, make that connection, plug in here, plug in there, plug in and there. Now all I need are 2 million more plugs and I'll be interconnected. The thinking mind can't handle it. Only the heart mind and can so it's the thinking mind actually not only can't handle it, it's the culprit that screws it up for us, because thinking mind, and creates divisions. It creates religions, political systems, separates people, saying our people are better than those people, and there from that comes the wars and all of the suffering. So that we the thinking mind needs to be tamed, and I can work on taming my own thinking mind, but the collective thinking mind, I guess all I can do is work on my own and hope that has an influence on the collective consciousness. So that was our small group.
Oh, thank you, Hugh. Thank you so much for sharing and reporting. Well said. Beautifully said. Thank you. Yeah. Lovely. Appreciate your sharing of your group's conversation. Lovely. Yeah. Any other reports, either personally or from your group? Diana.
This theme is just similar and brings out even more of what's been going on with me now for weeks and months now through the practice. Is I've been seeing more of people, and just I use the word see. I'm just seeing more of what's around me and the goodness and all the things that we're learning. In the recent past, there's something very funny that's come up. There's a interview coming up on September 16 with this man who writes all the obituaries for the New York Times, and over the course of his career, he's written 1,500 of them over. And so the copy, the write-up, is meant to be entertaining. And the name of the topic is called "Are They Dead Yet?" So that, I guess that was to catch everyone. And it will be online. But the 2 points that were in the copy was that one conclusion he's had is that there's no ordinary people. There are no ordinary lives. So I've been just thinking about that, and just the word ordinary, which has many, many aspects to it. But in this context, I really do understand it, and ordinary is fine too. And the other thing that was so interesting, that in an obituary that can be this long, there are only two or three lines, if at all, about the death. All the rest, the whole thing is copy about life. And I'm thinking about that because, I mean, I can get, worried about this and that. And I know people just reflecting and being around death so much takes up so much time. And in the actual obituary, it gets like literally one or two lines. So I'm looking for, so I've been seeing people and saying to myself, seeing what they're doing, and I think, is that ordinary? No. I mean, just extraordinary things that everyone's doing. So that's my thought for the day. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana. I'm so appreciating what you shared. I'm so moved by what you shared in this talk coming up, and whatever information you have about it, if you'd be willing to share with the Happy Hour group, if you know how to share, or maybe send it to Neil, and Neil will share it. It sounds very interesting and relevant.
It's supposed to be actually entertaining also, because he goes into, the various things people do
Yeah,
and they're
but it's
writing or covering over their scandals or whatever it is, their whole life.
yeah. It
And
sounds.
it could
Sorry,
be,
keep going. Yeah.
I'm finished.
Oh
Thank you.
yeah. I'm very interested, as you know, I'm so interested in the practice of mindfulness of death and Maranasati, and what you're talking about, writing obituary, someone who professionally has been writing obituaries. I mean, that's just so rich. That's one of the practices I teach, is to read the obituaries and see the common humanity. And it would be so fun to hear from someone who writes obituaries for a living. So yeah, please do share information on this, Diana. It sounds like fun. I mean,
Okay.
fun. Yeah, it does sound like fun. That's great. Thanks, Diana. Thanks so much. It's so great. Ah, oh, so appreciate all of you. So appreciate all of you and your reflections. So beautiful. Oh, Serena, I see your hand. Please.
I'd like to take this a little bit, for me. Common humanity can be really kind of esoterical at times, I'd like to have a way of making common humanity more available, more palpable. I find it difficult at times when somebody does something that's hurtful to find the common humanity there, for example. For example, I had an interaction actually with my sister, talk about common humanity. That when there is disagreement, hurtfulness, damage, misunderstanding, etc., that I find it more difficult to find common humanity. It's a lot easier to find common humanity when there is lightness,
Yeah, I hear you. No, I understand. I appreciate
the
what you say.
children playing in the park, for example.
So here's so would you like some invitations to how to work with it? Great, great. Many ways, to go about it. Here's some thoughts to try out. One is to see yourself in the shoes of the other person, which is one explanation of empathy, and to see that, I mean, so I'm going to enter into this in different ways. Actually, I'm going to enter a different way first. So, is when, especially when there are challenges or feeling hurt, you can ask yourself, have I ever hurt anyone? Have I ever hurt anyone? Yeah. We've all hurt someone, knowingly or unknowingly. Anyone, actually, anyone not? Anyone who hasn't hurt anybody else? I mean, hello. Like, have you ever hurt anyone, Serena?
Yes, I'm quite sure I have.
There. I mean, so
Am I not known it? But
start
I
with
have,
there.
I'm quite sure.
Sometimes, and n whether knowingly or unknowingly, right? Some of them you might not know. Some of it, you can kind of guess, yeah, that thing I said to that person, oh, I wish I hadn't. I wish I hadn't done that. That was not quite skillful. I was not. And right, you've hurt people. I've hurt people. We all have. This is part of our common humanity. Hello, where none of us is be above this. Start there with humility. Yeah. Oh, how does that feel starting there, Serena? Oh, and I see it's 7 o'clock. How does that feel?
Yeah, I think it definitely becomes deeper, a deeper practice to
Great.
do that.
Yeah. So let's I'll leave it at that as a practice and let that expand. So thank you, Serena. Thank you all. Thank you all for your practice. So let's dedicate the merit. May all beings, in ways we cannot fathom, including ourselves, benefit. May all our relations, yes, may all our relations benefit from the fruit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Ding, ding, ding. And I'm going to invite you all to unmute yourselves for our cacophonous All My Relations. Goodbye. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Sangha.
Bye.
Much love.
Bye.
Much love to you.
Much love to you all. Much love to you all.
Aww,
thank you.
Very sweet. Take good care, everyone.
All my relations. Thank you.
Thank you.
All my relations.